Okay. Today, I'd like to begin the union of the Caduceus Beis HaKnesset. And today I'd like to discuss it in a more general terms of what type of Kedusha exists in a shul. And then we'll see as we proceed the specifics of what you're allowed to do in a shul. I mean, today people are very makel what they allow in a shul. They allow orange juice and, you know.
I cook the same garbage.
Yeah. And eating and talking sikha patela. And we allow all these things. And shaila is, are these things really permissible? And what's the status of what is exactly is permissible? Say you want to have a function. You want to have a bar mitzvah. And the catering hall is already taken. And another family wants to have a bar mitzvah smaller, and they want to say, take a room like this and take out all the chairs and make a bar mitzvah party. Would that be permissible or would that not be permissible? And these are things that we have to know what the klolim are. And but today I'd like to discuss it in more general terms. And the discussion is Kedushas Beis HaKnesset a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? Or is it similar to the Beis HaMikdash clearly has a din Kedusha Midaraisa? The question is, what is the nature of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesset? So, one of the prominent sources that's quoted is the Sefer Yireim, Rabbi Ezra Mimitz, right, was the Balei HaTosfos, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. And so he has the following comment in his discussion of Mora Mikdash. Right, there's a halacha that you have to be have more of the base of mikdash. Yireitim el kecha tiva bikonis odom lemikdash or base knesses or the base midrash shenu behem mora vikibut. So he says right away that bikonis odom lemikdash or the base knesses or the base midrash. As we're going to see that the Yireim shita is that just like there's a din of mora mikdash midaraisa, there's also a din on a daraisa level of Mora of Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset as well. Even though Beis HaKnesset clearly is very different than a Beis HaMikdash. I mean, this already is a Chiddush that he's putting in his discussion of Mora Mikdash. He's putting in already Beis HaKnesset and Beis Medrash. Shinig ben Mora v'kibu d'chsiv pashas v'ar Sinai eshav sosai tishmoru mikdashi tiro. Mikdashi atayore, you know, Yir is not from the physical structure. Ela mimisha his here al hamikdash, namely perish min hakadosh baruch hu. Umatzinu beis haknesses or beis hamedrash nikru mikdash, and beis knesses and beis medrash are also called mikdash. Titania b'taras kohanim hashimosi is mikdashechem, that I'm going to destroy you, mikdashechem. Mikdash mikdashi mikdashechem. In other words, plural. The rabbis bote knesios u bote midrashos. That not only Hashimosi has a mikdash, but mikdashechem means all your types of holy places. That means that it includes base knesses and base medrash. Om v'gil perach acharon v'yil lochem l'mikdash ma'at v'rotzos asher hidachtim sham. And that's referring to the base knesses. Om ha'shvul barav yitzchok elu bote knesios u bote midrashos shebevodo. That the bote medrash and bote knesses are bechlal mikdashi tiro. What exactly is the mora that you have to have is not stated specifically in the Torah. So the Gemara explains that every case, every place, depending upon its particular type of Kedusha will have its unique halachas of what is the mora that's required. Mora b'mikdash nan b'brachas pekaroa layokal odom esroshu k'neged shahamizrach shum chuvan k'neged beis kodesh ha'kadoshim amav v'omim matzofim l'fnim uveroa, right, you can't have kalas rosh itmar nambi amar rav abba barei d'rav chia bar abba amav yochal v'omim olam matzofim l'fnim, only if you're from matzofim l'fnim uveroa, and you're within eyesight mokum she'en shom gedder. Right, there's no fence, it's an insight. It was much ancient in the shore of Tanya Nami, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Omer Ola Barola. Yudah Omer, Bizman, Shabbat 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 Rabbi Akiva says, oh, so b'chol mokom made halach Rabbi Akiva, etc. Halach Rabbi Yehuda Kaimalon, Rabbi Yochanan Kavosik, Rabbi Yochanan Kavosik, etc. Okay, and then the Gemara has, then he quotes the din of Beikonos and Maharabai for Makla, but those are specifics that we'll get to as we, but the clear understanding of the Reim, and again on page 3 of Tanya Hosin Bebegila, but the Knesios about Midrashos, they know Gimem Kalos Rosh. Mean Ochlin Behem, they know Shosin Behem. So, this is all part of the din of Mora HaMikdash. And according, as Rosh Hashanah would like to point out, that these are according to Reim, it's a din d'oraisa. So that means that when you're eating, you're having a shaila of whether you're allowed to eat in shul, or eat in the base medrash, according to the Reim, you're talking about a d'oraisa shaila. That makes it so much more scary. In other words, when we're clearing, could you drink this orange juice or the Entenmann's cookies in the base medrash? Maybe they're coolers, we'll have to see. But it could be a shaila of a d'oraisa, of what's called, according to the Reim, Mora Mikdash, which includes Beis Knesset. Again, Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash are not going to have the same halachas as Beis HaMikdash. Then you can't work with the money belt and you know, etc. The different halachas, so we'll have to understand how come certain halachas were in Beis, which halachas applied to Beis Knesset, which only applied to Beis HaMikdash, etc. But part of the din of Mora Mikdash is a din d'oraisa of Mora Mikdash. And that includes that Ein Ochlim, Ein Shosin Behem. In fact, I'm so carried away by this this afternoon when I came here. I drank my water. I dragged it outside in the hall. I was a little afraid to drink the water here. Okay, but we'll see.
It may not make a difference.
What? And
the precincts of the...
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. We'll have to see. Will anyone say that the hallway here has Kedusha's basic classes? We'll see. We'll have to see about that. Because Pashtus is when we talk about it, Beis Knesset is we talk about the room of the sanctuary. You know, back to this room and upstairs.
The people are mispowered?
The people are mispowered being at
the dinner. Well, they're not in the hall.
Yeah, but not the kfiyas. Kfiyas?
Maybe that's manana, we're doing.
When? And after the kindness when the people are in a rush?
No, when we're in the night.
Yeah, well that's not a dover kavua. That's not a dover kavua. Okay, but this is the Shita of Yireim. This is the Shita of Yireim. But we'll see that not everyone agrees with this Yireim. Yeah, according to Yireim, it would be an Issa D'oraisa to eat in the shul. We're not here yet to tell you the details. That's going to be Bez Hashem in the future shir. We'll discuss what exactly is. But you have to, at least it should give us a sense of, you know, how severe the... Yes, there is. Now, the Mishnah at the beginning of the, and this is going to lead in now to a discussion of other Rishonim who apparently argue with the Yireim. Well, the first Mishnah of the Bnei Yair Shemachru Rechova Shalir, that the Bnei Yair that sold the Rechova, that was the plaza of the Yair, which they used to daven. Right, Rashi says, B'taniyos B'amodos, so it had a certain type of tzvias, a certain kedusha to it. So if you sell the Rechova Shalir, the plaza of the city, that had a status like a shul, because they davened their bikfias, so the money that you receive has kedusha to it. When you sell the shul, so the money has kedusha, and you can't just use it to buy cornflakes. You have to buy something of kedusha. Lokim b'dava beis haknesses. Beis knesses, if you sell a beis knesses, lokim teva. If you teva, lokim mitachas. Mitachas, yikru svarim. Svarim lokim Torah. Aval imakru Torah lo yikru svarim. Svarim lo yikru mitachim. So you have to buy something, at least, you can't pokes the kedusha. So if you, right, if you imakru Torah, with the money that you got for the Torah, but you can't, because that's a lower level. And as Rashi says, Malim B'Kodesh V'Ein Ein Moridin. So Mimela, so this Mishnah teaches us the din that the money is tokers. That the money has certain kedusha and therefore has certain restrictions, and you have to buy something with the money that you receive on a parallel level, certainly not lower level of Kedusha, any either parallel level or a higher level of Kedusha that you have to spend the money for, but not a lower level. That the money has dinim. You don't just say that the money is chulin and you can and do whatever you want. And that's what this mission is teaching us. Yes? Right, okay.
Make different Torahs less
value? Well, what do you mean? If the Torah's
less value? Can you buy, sell one Torah to buy like two Torahs, or do you sell to buy more extracting Torah?
I don't think so. I think every Torah has the same condition. There's
no difference.
I mean, you want to sell one Torah and buy two?
Yeah.
I don't think that should be a problem. Because the Kedusha of the Torah, well, the Hidush Shabbo doesn't make it less Kedusha. If the Kosher Torah has Kedusha Sefer Torah, it's a Sefer Torah. The Ad is the nicer Sefer Torah. That's not called Morid in the Kedusha. Then, the Gemara at the end of
this is only if you sell it, they have to go up in Kedusha, but you could exchange in life,
right? What? Well, we didn't get there. We didn't see anything. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava lo shonu ela shalom makru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim ben anshe ha'ir. Aba makru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim ben anshe ha'ir afilu lemishta bei shikra shafir domi. In other words, these halachas that you're not allowed to, if, with the money, you have to have use it for a parallel Kedusha is only in the situation where the Shiva Tuveir didn't sell. They used to have a Shiva Tuveir. In other words, someone said to me, sort of like some type of board of directors of sorts, that were the representatives of the city and made, decisions for the communal, and they represented the community. So if the Shiva Tuva Ha'ir sold it, then everything is part of the Kedusha, and there's no restrictions anymore. But these halakas in the Mishnah, Allah Shana Shalom Makhur Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'mayim Ben Anshei Ha'ir. Makhur Shiva Tuva Ha'ir B'mayim Ben Anshei Ha'ir, if they sold the shul, Shiva Tuva Ha'ir sold the shul, then Afilu L'mishtaba Shikra. In other words, you can even take the money and buy beer with the money. Meaning there's no Kiddush, you can buy cornflakes, you can buy beer, do whatever you want with the money. Okay. Then, the Gemara says it like this. Amar Rava, Hai Bekinishta, Kalufa Uzvuna Shari. So here, we have a discussion of a shul, and we want to know, here, what do you do? Chalufa uzvu nishari, aguri umashkona os. So what did he do here? What did he do? Nirabosei? And how did you learn this? He's switching what?
Shalom.
He's switching.
He's
making a switch, a shul with?
Shul with the house, and you're going to make the house for a shul, and the shul comes to come out.
Okay, and Zavuna?
You're going to make the house for a shul.
No, Zavuna?
You're going to sell money.
You're going to sell him. So, sure, you're allowed to do that. Meaning that you're allowed to switch the shul for the building, and you're allowed to sell it. But agura umashkona osur. But if you what? So mashkona is you're giving it as a collateral, and agura augers to rent, right? So what?
Rent it out to somebody to use for a Dovah Kol.
So you're going to rent it out to use a Dovah Kol. You're going to rent it out to use as a Dovah Kol. So that's awesome. My Taima, it kedushasa kai. It maintains its kedusha. In other words, if you're switching, so then the kedusha will go on the other thing. If you're selling a shul for money, so then the kedusha will go on the money. If you're switching it for another building, then it'll go on the other building. So you have where the kedusha to land on. To give it as a collateral, then it still has its kedusha, the shul, right? The kedusha doesn't go on to anything else. You're just giving it as collateral. So it's not right. So therefore, that's a desire for the shul. Right, that kedusha card. So then go further down a little bit. Matana. What about matana? Pliki bar ravacha ravina. Chat osu v'chat shari. What about giving it as a matana? And Rashi says, Nosnu b'nei basic necessities for tashmish echol. I want to give it away as a matana to use for tashmish echol. So chat osu v'chat shari. One opinion says mutter, one opinion says osu. Manda osu. So it's a question what the gear says. Let's use the gear. So b'mai tifka kedushasa. In other words, what's the kedusha going to be chal on? You're giving it away. So, like it's the same thing we said before. The kedusha is supply. There's nothing for the kedusha to transfer on. Uman d'shari idlav d'havalei hanomine lo haya hava yahivlei hader havalei matana kizvini. He says it must be that the fact that he's giving him a matana that what? That he probably received some hanah from him in the past, right? Why would you stop giving him a matana, a stranger? No, the guy, you know, he likes you, he's been doing you favors for the past 20 years, so now you want to give him a matana, so you give him the shul of a matana. So therefore, it's like a zini, because it's not like matana. Every matana, we're saying, is why are you just giving him matana? Because he must have done something for you in the past. So it's like a zvini. So zvini, we say what? That it's mutter. Because by zvini, the kedusha goes off onto the money. So that's what we said. When we said chalufa uzvuna, shari, meaning you can do it, and the kedusha will go off the shul and onto the other building. Right? So that's okay. And matana, so one opinion says matana is also, meaning also you can't use it for the tashmish shel kol, because what's the kedusha going on to, right? And the other opinion says no, that matana is like a zvini, because if you're giving him a matana, he must have done something to you in the past. Okay? Oh, so Rav Yitzchak, track Rav Yitzchak. What is the kedusha kalam? What is the kalam? You did him a tova 5 years ago. It's gone. No kefet to be kalam. The bishul not real zvidi, so it's kalam the money. Here, Shaker of Yitzchak, what is the kalam?
Maybe that's why Rashi is saying what he's saying.
Yeah. Namely?
That's the name here, basically, the question which I call, so you can. You don't have to have a call on anything. We just learned that the Mishnah they should have.
You mean if it's a Zayat Tuvah
here? Yeah, that's what I think Rashi's saying. That's the Nei Yir Beis HaKnesset of Rashi. So it's a communal decision, it's not someone.
Yeah, but it's not Mashmah from the Gemara that way, because...
That's what I'm saying, but Rashi, otherwise it's
Kashi. Yeah, but because then I think maybe everyone probably would agree.
That's
right, we wouldn't have a Machlokes. Right? So Rav Yitzchak's Kashi is a very stark kasha, and this is the beginning of the discussion of the Ram. Rav Yitzchak kasha, page 7. Man shari omer, ilav da havalei hanomi nebo yoyvlei, ha da havalei matonik izvini. Hiksha haram banzal, kevan de boy nidi, this tispako abei kudushoso. Nehi de matonik izvini, hechi tifko kudushoso. You manish mechavim to the Ramban, Ramban's kasha, he says, good, very nice, this matana kazrini, that he did you a favor 5 years ago, so now you're giving him a shul matana. It's really not a matana because it's like, you know, he did this for you, so now you're giving him a matana. So it's like, but what's the nechala? That's the Ramban's kasha. But he had no, but kvachlu, the hanoah that you got is eaten up already. It's gone, it's not tangible. The ainu, the oilum. That's Yitzchak's kasha, Ramban. We see from the Gemara that Beit Knesses has Kedusha, the Aminim, Aguru, Mashkun, Osir, that you can't give it as a rental or Mashkun, give it as a collateral. My time in the Kedusha say koi. Aminim, Nami, but my tifko Kedusha say, right, this is nothing for it to be Chalon. So Heich Nimkar. Hadavas Haroi Lagufo Bim Kedoshim Einu Nifter. He says, first of all, if there's Kedusha, anything that has Kedusha is Haguf, the Kedusha doesn't leave. If you makdish an animal, Lemizbeach, right? It has Kedusha Haguf, meaning that the object itself has intrinsic Kedusha. You can't be posed something with Kedusha Haguf. You can't be posed something that has Kedusha Domin. Like, if I makdish a chair for the Berek HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash, so then I'll call up the Beis HaMikdash, I'll tell them I just marked this in chair, they'll come and take it. But there, the pshat is that they own the money of the chair, they own the chair, but the chair doesn't have intrinsic, it's not like it's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, so that you can be poda. But something that has Kedusha Saguf is not Nifta. So if his shul is Kedushose, and presumably the Ramban saying that means it has some type of intrinsic Kedusha Saguf, so how, even if, in other words, even in the Zvini case, he's asking now. Even in the Zvini case, how does the Kedusha leave the shul? How does it leave the shul to get on the money? It should be no different than when you makdish an animal, l'mizbeach. You give all the money in the world, it's not going to leave. Kedusha's not going to leave because Kedusha's a guf. It doesn't leave. ובתוספת זה היי פרק התניה, אבני היכל והזור שנפגמו ושנגממו, אין להם פדיון. In other words, if you have stones from the heichel, or the azor, and, you know, you have to replace them, so they got messed up. So you can't now use them, so you're going to replace them. But now these stones, you got to put in Geniz or something. You can't just use it for chulin, because not only Kedush Saguf is an animal that goes on the Mizbeach, but the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is what? Is Kedusha Saguf as well. Because it's an intrinsic Kedusha, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not that you just, like when I makdish the chair, the Beis HaMikdash, they don't need my chair. They're going to take the chair and then auction it off and get money for it. They don't need my chair. So it's not Kedusha Saguf. But I makdish an animal, they need the animal. They're going to put it as a carbon. And the wall of the Beis HaMikdash is Kedusha Saguf as well. So the mailer, so what's the trap? That you sell a shul and you get the money and then the Kedusha leaves the shul and goes on the money. How does that work?
State.
Avnei Heichel v'Hazoros. Shenifkemu, that if the stone from the wall of the Heichel.
It feels like a Uranus.
Shenifkemu v'Nigmemu, ein lahem pidyon. So Professor Yaakov, what'd you say? In other words, you say, it sounds like the Uranus, you say. That he's mamish comparing. Okay, at least in the question. We'll see, once we get to the answer, we'll see if he's really holding like the rain. But you're right. At that first glance, he's treating a Beit Knesses with a serious status like a Beit HaMikdash, and that's why he's asking this. So again, so what are the questions here? The first question the Ramban asked is what? How does it work? Meaning, how does it work by Tonic Zvini? What is it going to be Chalom? And even by Zvini mamish, how does it, it's Kedusha Saguf, and Kedusha Saguf is Lokoka. Murder. Vesu, now he's going to ask another question. It's a beautiful Ramban. Ki mochu shiva tu ve'eir b'may ben anshe ha'ir, hechi sholu damayu v'mishpi v'hu shikra. Hanipasin heim v'kdushosan. In other words, if it is really somehow, in other words, how does the Kedusha, when the shiva tu ve'eir, poof, the Kedusha goes into oblivion, just because it's the shiva tu ve'eir, poof, into oblivion? How it can be? If there's Kedusha, in terms of Kedusha, it's going to have to be Chal on something, so we don't know how it leaves, but Lamaite it leaves. But by Shiva 2 by year, all of a sudden, poof, how does it work? that you, now you can just use the money to buy beer. So those are his three caches. Those are Ramban's three caches on the sukkah. Three caches in the Ramban. These are eyes in the caches of the Ramban.
Right.
This is Friday for you. Sfarim are part of Yiddish. But all the Ashkenazim are Mechuyas to know Yiddish, right? Yetiris Gal, so the Ramban answers, Yedei Teknesis also also Kitashmishin Mitzvah. Kesuka Velulov Shenizrokin La'achar Mitzvasan. Ubizman Mitzvah Yeshbem Kedushi Shal Kavod. He says, a base Knesset is not real Kedusha like a Korban or like the base of Mikdash. Nah. It's not like that. It's like, you know what it's like? A lulav. A shul is like a lulav. A shul is like a sukkah. So what's the din of a lulav? Well, what do you do with your lulav? After you finish the...
Not this year.
Not this year. Oh, well...
This year, next year.
Well, the lulavs are not from Israel, usually. The lulavs are from Saudi Arabia or someplace.
Arizona.
The lulavs are usually not Israel, but... So, lulav, after you use it, is nizrokin. Right? We know that the Gemara tells us that the difference is tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah. Right? So, the tefillin is tashmishe kedusha. That has intrinsic kedusha. You can't throw it away afterwards, right? The tzuas, this, that. And the tashmishe mitzvah is the article that you use to do a mitzvah, like a sukkah or a lulav. So that, afterwards, you can discard it.
Right?
Well, the chiluk. Oh, so the chiluk. Rav Shechter said over that from the Rav, and I think that was Saxon pointed out that the Tzadik Loshana has it. I think in one place. Rav Shechter says from the Rav that what that the distinction is tashmisha kedusha is when there's kedusha ksav. Whenever there's kedusha ksav, that has tashmisha kedusha when it's linked to some type of ksav. Hashem came when there's no kedusha ksav, then it's just tashmisha mitzvah. It's not the same type of mitzvah. It's not like lulav and it's not that type of mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, something that you have to do if you want to. Yeah, it's not like. Oh, so he says like this. So a shul, what is a shul? It's tashmishi mitzvah, because we, as Rosh Hashanah points out, we daven in the shul, so we use it for a mitzvah. Just like I use a lulav to shake, do the mitzvah of lulav. So like Rav Shechter explained, I use the shul to do mitzvah tefillah and Torah, etc. So the shul is like my lulav. This is a lulav. So, what's the din of a lulav? So afterwards, you can throw it away. There's my mitzvah, yesh bem kedusha shel kavod. It's not a kedusha, like a real kedusha of, like, kodshim, but it's that you have to treat it the kavod while bizman ha-mitzvah. So bizman mitzvah yeshman kedusha shel kavod. I mean hasam, as we see asur the heartless most keneged ner chanukah. Right? Look at the money by the nearest chanukah. I mean nami denoy sukkah asur v'stapek v'em kol shiva v'avun kulam dam shchita, right? The dam shchita, you can't take your foot and do kisui adam with the So the zman that you're using the mitzvah still the zman mitzvah, so is a din of kedusha shel kavod. That's what it calls it, kedusha shel kavod. Tanim shachem kisa may sheshavet chatzah shel mitzvah bezuyus alef. These are some parak by member leikin. Fichach beisak nefes. Oh, calls man shebnei yerotzim bo nogim bo kedusha afilu bekurbano. But as long as they still want it. They want to use it as a shul. There's hope that they're still using it as a shul, or even at the Churbano, they're still planning to maybe rebuild it. So then that's still called the Zman HaMitzvah, and therefore there's a din of Kavod. Shehadayin lo'ovar Zman HaMitzvah, so roi lach zov levnosa. Hilkach shem machru zayin tu v'ayir, shalo b'maydam anshe ayir, ein b'nei ayirotzim min hastam, shetichachesh mitzvasam l'gamer. In other words, if it's machru zayin tu v'ayir, shalo b'maydam anshe ayir, wasn't with the consent of the people, so that means that the people don't really want it to end. What do you mean they don't want it to end? It's being sold. But they don't want, they want a remnant of the Kedushas to remain, namely, Shachtachol Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Al HaDobim. Aval, kishenimlechu b'nei ha'ir l'mochro l'lishtos bo, afilu sheikh ha'shari l'kisha ozo ha'zman mitzvasa. But if it was done, b'zai tu v'yor l'man man she ha'ir, that means that everyone agrees that the shul is passé. We're finished with the shul. Come on. So Mamela, that's parallel to, okay, now Sukkot is over. So now we have the lulav, Sukkot is over. So, you know, throw it out. V'nitkol kudushosu b'menu k'sukkot v'lulav, l'achar zmanam. V'mikol mokom kol she'ein lahem ela beis kneses echad osu l'mokro. In other words, there's a lacha that you're not allowed to sell a shul if you don't have another shul, because you always need a shul. V'amrinan v'lister inish beik nishta ad body beik nishta chrisa. He'll come to Jeshua Cheres, but if there's another shul day, so mutu l'mokra, to have like a hippie Zion Esrogim, a Zion Yomim, the Yotzi Boba Ochla, right? If you buy seven Esrogim, and you want to use one Esrog every day, that was your intent. So, first day, you use Esrog number one, and then after you finish using it, you can make jam at it, you can eat it. It's no longer the Zman HaMitzvah. Ochla Yomim, Svarim chol tashmishu kudushanami, hafa bishom chol mokam shem kudushosim heyomim, apil hochi, im mokam lasos ben tzokhem, ikam mishom achushim mitzvah, the mokam. Hilkach achi eskimu mekirosim zayin tu behir, b'mayim en anshen hir, einam ashrayim otziyim bitzokhem. The mokam make kudushos, the kudushosim fesses mamish. That was, it's not pshat that the kudushos mamish nitpasa al adobim, k'damar. If the pshat is, if it wasn't done, the zayin tu behir, b'mayim en anshen hir, you can't really say this man mitzvah is over. So therefore, we still view it as if the Zman Mitzvah is there. So that's why the money is tofes, because it's still considered the Zman HaMitzvah. That's why the money is tofes. It's not a real din of the money being tofes, because there's no real kedusha here. It's not a real kedusha like you know, something that's really kedusha. That's a real tefisas dom. It's a kedusha shel kavod. So once it's decided that the mitzvah is so for a shul, it's only decided that this man is over by design to him and my man and Shayir. Then, you see, by Sukkot, they have no problems. Once this man comes, the day comes, Sukkot is over. Now you don't have to have a decision. Sukkot ends. You know, the Rosh Hashanah decides the day is the next day is here. That's it. Finished. This man mitzvah is over. So, but if it's not designed to be here, so the Zman Mitzvah is not over. So therefore, even if he's selling it, since the Zman Mitzvah is not really over, that's why the Kedusha comes onto the money.
Why? Because if the Zman Mitzvah isn't over, then the Kedusha should remain on the Beis HaKnesses as well. You have to say that the...
No, so the point is that really, they're not going to use it anymore, for sure. So, in a sense, it's over, but it's not totally over, because the only official way that it can be totally over is if it's been to design to be in my manager here. So Lamaisa, it is over. So Lamaisa, the Kedusha of the Shul is going to leave because it's over, but it'll go on the money as a sort of a remnant that the Zman Mitzvah wasn't completely over. I mean, these are not real dinim.
Right.
These are not real. So they decided how the dinim are going to work. And this is how they set it up.
What Rambam is saying is, mamash ala domin, as opposed to kedushas bedek avayis.
Right.
There's some kind of...
That's a real kedusha.
Right. So it's saying there's some kind of remnant of, but you still have to say that as the money, as the kedusha, as the quasi kedusha is transferred, it leaves the Beis HaKnesses, because otherwise you couldn't use it.
Right, well...
So there is a transfer.
It's going to leave because Lamaisa... You know, but it's over, but not totally over.
No.
I think that's what it's saying. I think it's over, but it's not totally over.
Well, it's not totally over in the sense that it's transferred over to the money, but once it's transferred over to the money, it's totally over. Because you can use the Beis HaKnesses for...
Right, but the reason why it's transferred over to the money is because we say that it's not totally over.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's going to exist in the money.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so now, but this is a very interesting hagdara that he's saying here. Umashachalku b'matana. Oh, so now the machbok is by matana. So now we can understand. Manda also sovereign ain't on chair here. Wrote him she FQ Zion to be here. Mitzvah so can you go so al mitzvah cheres. So you can't end unless you can have another mitzvah. Manda shari, so therefore, if there's nothing to be chal on, they never wanted to end so abruptly like that. He's saying like Dr. Prager said in Rashi, the Taka, the case of Matana was designed to be here, the Maimon and Shair. Right. But the Dr. Prager was in the Daik in Rashi, which I thought was not, but you see, he's right. At least the Ramban is saying like that. But still, they still don't want it to end, designed to be here, the Maimon and Shair, unless the shul, you know, like when you close the shul, you know, like Iwayu has all the plaques of all the old, you know, shul. You never want it to end. So they only wanted to end if they could have some, and then they'll be masking some continuity. So that's what he's saying. That, in other words, the official ending is only designed to bear with the consent of the people, and designed to board with the consent of the people.
I think Rambam is saying that they were designed to bear belief on Shaykh.
One second.
If it's Anshayir, then the Kedusha leaves.
The Zayin Tuvir are doing it without the Anshayir. They're doing it without the Anshayir, but they're trying to. Obviously, they're representing the people, so they're trying to figure out what would the people want. So, one opinion says that the one that asks is saying, just giving it the matana, the people would never go for that. That the shul should end, you know, just stamazai, without that there'd be some type of continuity. And Mandashori suffer that obviously there was something that they probably got from the recipient before. Like, this recipient who they're giving the shul probably gave the teva or the mitakos or something. So, So then they would agree. But the kedusha doesn't really, the point is that it's not a real kedusha, so it doesn't have, you don't need a chetetz for it to be chal. It's just a question of what is the Gemara Mitzvah. When will the people really want to really have a Gemara Mitzvah by Sukkot is over, it's over. By Shul, you need Zayin Tuvah by Maimon and Shayir. But if you don't have the Maimon and Shayir, then you just have the Zayin Tuvah year. So they have to try to figure out when will the Anshei Ha'ir be masking. So one opinion says they'll be masking if you get money, then they'll be masking. If you're just giving it a Matana and not masking, that the Stam should end like that. And the other opinion says no, they'll be masking because this guy, who is being given to, is probably donated something before. So, but it's not that it's going to be chal on that thing that he donated, because we don't know where that thing is necessarily now. But that's just enough, that's enough of the Gemara's das, that it's over. That's the Ramban. Eilu Dvarzah. So after he says this whole thing, he says, Ein Dvarav Berurim Etzli. He's not happy. So the Ran is not happy. Dimshim bizui mitzvah tina lakin amarin abu at the kul on dam. The damim shalom hayu mitzvah meolam. My bizui mitzvah ika. In other words, the money. Now you're saying you have to use the money in a special way. But why is the money called a bizui mitzvah? The money was never shayach to a mitzvah. In other words, the whole din kedusha here is a din of bizui mitzvah. But then, how do you explain the kedusha of the money? So the Ramban will probably say, since it was, you know, the Ramban and no, kedusha goof was saying zakah, right? That was the Ramban in the question. They asked, "Is the kedusha of goof?" And the Ramban said, "No, it's no kedusha of goof. It's kedusha of kavod." So they're saying, "Might be the mitzvah ikka with the money. Why is that called? Well, it's not a chepet shal mitzvah. The whole idea is the whole kedusha in the sugi, according to Ramban, is kedusha's kavod of bizei mitzvah." So Bishlam of the shul itself, I understand. He used it for mitzvah. The lulav itself, I understand. What's the money? Well, the money is a visa in mitzvah. The whole idea that now I can't, I have to use the money to buy something of kedusha. I can't just use it for cornflakes. Because, and what's the reason for that? That visa in mitzvah? So the man says, but what visa in mitzvah? That's not, it's not a hefet shal mitzvah, the money. So the Ramban will say back. But yeah, but since you, the Chazal said, since you associated with the mitzvah that you bought, used them, the money was gotten in exchange for the shul, the Chazal gave that a status like a chepet shel mitzvah. But the Ram thinks that's too much to say, that they gave status, the money, as a chepet shel mitzvah. Shem told him, lo yichu ben dover shel kedusha nimsa shel obro odas b'nei hebe mechiras b'esach nesas nimsa f'michiras b'teva. So why do you have to go higher? Bezu, if it's in you, Bezu, even parallel should be okay. A kaimelon madlikim in air and air. Right? You can be madlik from one air to another air, as long as you don't put something in between that's not an air at all. Sukashli belishim darmini loved havalei hanomine lohar v'yohid matona lo mashma dehi matona hevi deyavle midi bar mitzvah gantoro mitpachos. The way the Ramban says, is that he loved the oid matana minei, meaning he gave a davar shel kedusha as a matana. The Ramban says, who said, where do you see that from the Gemara? Pashas in the Gemara means if he would have given, he'd done me some type of favor. Nothing to do with davar shel kedusha. In the past, that's why I'm giving him the shul now. So he wants to disagree. That no, it's not like the Ramban said that it's just a Tashmish Mitzvah. Ramban said a Tashmish Mitzvah, Kedusha Shal Kovet. No, it's real Kedusha. Midrabana. Look, Hitivu Bochachomim. So that's what many point out. That, see, both this Ram and this Ramban are going to be against the Urain. Because they're both mashma that it's a din d'rabbana. It's just, that's how some explain it. That's how many explain it. They're both pashas. They're both just saying that it's a din d'rabbana. Just they're going to argue what the nature of the din d'rabbana is of the Kedusha's faith Knesset. According to the Ramban, it's a din of Kedusha's kavod, it's Tashmishei mitzvah. But according to the Ran, they gave it a din of Chachamim gave it, not a real din. It's not like, well, you say to your age, it's a real din of Mora HaMikdash. It's a din of Rabbanim.
You can't take
Masra
from
the Ran? What? You can't take Masra from the Ran? It's not Mashma from the Ran that it's an Asmachta. It's not Mashma, right? Right, it's not Mashma that it's an Asmachta. Mashma is a real din of Raisa. The Kedusha can't just go poof without anything. They quote a Kedusha. Sheishko. Yelachash etil Kedusha so adamim. Kedusha's damim kalisha mi Kedusha's basic nesses. Isha damim eil lomdu meilom advar shev Kedusha. So they gave it a din like a real intrinsic Kedusha that you could depoge.
Isn't
But that like Kedusha Shniyah, Kleishim Kedusha Rishon, and the money is Kedusha Shniyah, it's weaker. Kedesh Pan Malav Yehuda, Tfilei Lakuch, Beketz Ma'isha Shenidma, you call there, Shem Dololim, Nibas Pidyonik, Ma'isha Gufin. Okay, Ben Shem Mokro, Shiva Tuvei Eber, Ma'imen Anshir, or Shalom Ma'imen Anshir, La'olam Domin, Nitpasim, Kedusha Shbeit Knesses, Umapke Kedusha Shigabayim, Alan Shiva Tuvei Eber, Lechudai, Lamatzi Lakuya Yahi Kedusha Shdovin, Avagav Di Kleisha, Avav Ma'imen Anshir, Yichol Ma'afkiya, Kedusha Shbeit Knesses, Lachdiya Bechdi. Because again, since it's all deemed in the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan can make up the rules. The Rabbanan made up the rules. The Rabbanan said as an intrinsic Kedusha, but the intrinsic Kedusha can be removed if it's done by the Zayin Tuvei, the Maimon Shehir.
But it says not complete.
One second. Mishum Haki Aminan, the Matana, Afilo Su Zayin Tuvei Yer, the Maimon Shehir, the Maimon Tivka Kedusha Seif. That's the one who asked this. Umar the Shari Savat the Mitra, he hanot the Havalai Minei. Shank Mikhuyov Mashalim Gumul. Came the Fakar Amidi the Hainu. He hanot Hapa Bishayat the Lakhul, the Embekah Kulub. So I saw him Kah Zayin Tuvayah by my man and Shayah. So Zayin Tuvayah by my man and Shayah could be Mafkir the Kedusha. So that's the Machlokas by Matana. One opinion says that they're not mafkia in this case. They were mafkia, but it's not a real din. To be a real din, you can't say it's gonna like Yitzchak. It's not gonna go out. So the kids, the Ran holds that a shul, or the Ramban again holds a shul is tashmishi. As the Rebbe says, the Ramban holds a shul is tashmishi mitzvah. And the Ran holds a shul of Tashmishe Kedusha. But both what? Midrabanan. So it's both this Ran and this Ramban, as pointed out, is against the Iran. But this is not real Dinim Daraisa. Rabosai, I'm not so sure that's true. I just said, right, Reim was the big Doraisa man, and right, because why do I want to now look at Professor Reese in a different angle? He said, oh, maybe it's going to smack them. No. Look, bottom line is, the Reim is going to have to answer all the kashas that the Ran and the Ramban raise in the sugya, both. Right? So it could be, and I think I saw this someplace, this is the chiluk between, in other words, when the Ran and Ramban are speaking, they talk about the Kedusha of the structure, of the walls. Then there's another issue about the Hadhaga that you're supposed to have in the shul. Let me ask you a question. If I go to the Beis HaMikdash and I take a stone, or for the Beis HaMikdash, I violate a lav d'oraisa, losasu kein l'Hashem elokeichem. A lav d'oraisa, if I take a stone off the Beis HaMikdash. Now say, somebody comes to the shul and takes a stone off the shul. Does he violate a lav d'oraisa? So, take a look in the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvah. The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah is Samachay. Shalom la'abei beis hamikdash obatei kneisiyos obatei midrashus. Chenein mochim es Hashem es hamukdoshim ve'imabdim kisvei kon shalem ha'beit hamdum lo'sasum kiyem Hashem alokeh. He puts in the Minyan HaMitzvah not to be ma'abei the beis hamikdash or obatei kneisiyos obatei midrashus. And he puts that in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. So some people, Shekhar Kostarov thought this way, and other people quote this Rambam as believing that there's a Din D'Oraisa of Kedushas HaMikdash. Because it would only be a Rabbanan, you wouldn't include it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And in fact, if you take a look in the Mordechai, on page 9, Mordechai writes, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Knesset Shacharov, Knesset Nikra Mikdash Ma'at, to come up, if you can look at also Lintel Tzidover and Mibesa Knesset. The time of the Sifrei, Minayim Lenotitz Evan Menahekel, Menesbech, Menazara, Shubalo Sasa, Talmudom and Patsam, as Mizuchosam, La Sasa, Kei Mashem Elokechem. That there's an Issa to renotate the Beis HaKnesses as well. There's an Issa. I mean, to renotate the Beis HaKnesses, and take just a look in the Prima Godim on page 10. Look at this. And this is from the new Shulchan Aruch Azira, because the Prima Godim is an old Shulchan Aruch, which is the Shver Zach. It has Achmanis in here, so yes, and the new Shulchan Aruch. Makon Yisroayim, Shulchan Aruch. Banim is super. He notates Evan, the Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMedrash, there from the Pitzra, La Ashkotza, in Lok Yadumi, the Mikdash, Lul Sassel, Kei Mashem, Lul Kechem. Lav Davke Mikdash, Nakimina, the Mipsa, La Avis. So here. Is this a real Lav Daraisa when you do it to a shul? Or is just an asmachta? In other words, this din that the Mordechai has and the Rambam has, if there's an issue in the teeth of a shul, is it a real lav daraisa? You get malchus nafkamina, whether you postulate, right? If you postulate, you have to violate either you're a goslin of sorts, or you violate a lav sheyesh b'mais in the Torah. So if this is a real lav, if you take a stone off the shul, you know, not to fix it, but to be destructive, you violate a lav and you postulate. But if it's only an asmachta, then you wouldn't be postulate. So, Kum Deutsch, Rabbi Osai, that we have here a Mireyim that says that the Mora HaMikdash is the right. And then the Ran and the Rambam saying that the Kedusha is what? Is the Rabbanim, either Tashmishei Mitzvah or Tashmishei Kedusha. Do we have to say that the Ran and the Ramban are arguing on the Urayim? Number one, this is one question I'm raising. And number two, do we have to say that the Rambam, is he saying the same as the Urayim? Is he necessarily... Some want to say that the Rambam is like the Urayim, because he's saying that since there's an issue in the Tifsa, but at the Raisa level that shows that there's a Kedusha and Miga Raisa, and hence that's similar to the Urayim. Do the Ran and the Ramban necessarily have to disagree with that? What would you say? And even if you say the Rambam holds the din the Raisa, which you see there's a din the Titsa, if you say that he really means that that's a din the Raisa with Shulchan Aruch, seems to say, then how will the Rambam, you know, deal with the Gemara? You know, with the Gemara? But, you know, these dinim are signed to way here, but my man is here, you know, and this, you know, this din that it's mitzvah on the matana, you got, you know, there's a reason why the Ran and the Ramban said what they said, but, like, you know, in the film. So, could we make them, everyone, chativa apas? We have to say this in machlokas, how would you put everything together, put the pieces of the puzzle together? You know, the Ran, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Reim. I'm presenting you all the Rishonim now. I want you to say if you think there definitely is an argument, there definitely is. Maybe yes, maybe no. Does not bring Beit Knesset, and in fact, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, you know, this is just the minion of Mitzvot, but in the real Sefer HaMitzvot, he doesn't say Beit Knesset. That's why originally when I saw this quote, I was looking for where it was. I looked in my Sefer HaMitzvot, and I kept reading it again and again. I didn't see Beit Knesset, so I know everyone says, the Rambam says it's Beit Knesset, and then I saw, oh, they meant it in the minion of Mitzvot. So some say the Rambam doesn't, you know, was posable or really doesn't mean it, or
because he never brought it in the other place. In other words, in the Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't bring such a din that there's an issue in the Sefer. And even in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't.
You know who wrote it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, was it the Rambam himself, or somebody else? Right. But the Tiferet in the, you can double check, but I don't think it's in the Yad.
So I have an easy way out.
Right, the easy way out was
somebody else,
right. So to say that the Rambam doesn't hold. Okay, but now let's get the Rambam. Okay, we don't have to deal with the Rambam, but how would you want to deal now with the Urayim, with the Urayim together with the Ran and the Ramban? The Urayim definitely arguing with the Ran and the Ramban. And if you're saying, if you dare to say they're arguing, then you have to answer all the questions that the Ran and the Ramban have and give different answers. That's why it would be an easier path to say they're not arguing and to try to therefore say that there was a physical structure. What do you think?
Physical structure, the difference. That the Urayim was, you were saying, you're assuming we know the Urayim, that it's Asaki and the Shuls. Like that's the, it's from the Kedusha. We can
Hot Hog, the other bit. Hot Hog is basic
physics.
That could be
the physical structure. That
could be the Raisa. But the physical structure, it only has Kedusha Midrabanan. It's an interesting
He said the fish is down Hog of the Beit Medrash is
Right, he never speaks about
it.
Yeah, so this would be nice. In other words, what you're saying, like Ricky said, that this, so the halacha is dealing with the physical structure that's clearly the Rabban. But the hanhaga that you have to have in the shul, that's the right. Because, and what type of the, is it? It's a hard split. Yeah, it's a hard split. Unless, I think there are some that say the Urayim is also, just means like...
Does he talk about selling?
I mean, the Urayim doesn't really mean it, and he can't really mean it. And, I think the Rav is the Urayim.
Is there any reason for the Urayim? Is there anything there, right?
Right.
Yeah, it comes out that the Rabbanon define what a Midrash path is. Once they define that, you have the right to, in terms of the Hanhaga in that defined area.
So that means, but there has to be some Kedushim Midrash.
How could there be a Hanhaga?
Like, where's the Derech coming from?
Why would there be a Hanhaga there?
In other words, at this point we're saying that the Prima Godim, now we're not taking too seriously. The suffix of the Prima Godim, right? You fellows are not taking that too seriously. That, you're not taking that too seriously. Yeah, right, Ricky, you're not taking that too seriously. In other words, there'll be no Havamina, that there'll be Malkus.
What?
Yes, what do you think?
There's a
piece of
the
rice, and that's
for sure,
so
there's a
piece of the book. Right, right. So then, but if that be Kedusha the book, so then how does it
I'll give you an analogy.
Please.
Megillah is the Rabbanan, but once the Rabbanan made it into Kisvei HaKodesh, so it has the halakha, the whole halakha of the rice. You're Mekayim Talmud Torah when you're learning Megillah, right? When Megillah Esther specifically, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that's what Esther says in the Rav. When you're learning the second prophets, even though it's all Dinim Derabanan, still it's a Chesed Shel Torah.
And if you're, there's no shame in well, no, Megillah has to be written, whole like any other part of a, right? It's Yo and Klaf, but it's a Derabanan. So the Iker of the Dinim Derabanan. So the same thing you can say here, the Iker of the structure is a din rabbanon. Once the rabbanon have it, so bizayon takes on, or hanaga takes on the doraisa.
That makes sense.
That makes sense from Megillah. I'm making an analogy.
Safra in Megillah
Are you saying the thing like Rav Shaka says, that Dinim Darabanan, when you learn them, it's a chet,
very specifically on Megillah. On
Megillah's
Esther is, its essence is the Rabbanan, right? The whole Gemara there talks about But once it was, once the Rabbanan declared that this is part of
canonized,
right? No. So when you are reading it, you are reading Kitzvei HaKodesh, and you're reading. If there's no difference before between reading Megillas Esther and reading
Shmos.
Shmos. I think the Rebbe used to say.
And yeah,
right. And that there's a key, not only in Talmud Torah, Torah Shabbat Ped. L'chupura, I would think that if you say then that would apply to Megillah Esther, like it applies to Shmos.
Well, I know about Megillah
Esther, should I say that? That's in the... is it Balkar?
Yeah,
that's different. But you have to read what you're...
And the teenage doctor's stuff is different.
Okay, I think we have to... what he's saying is very interesting. I think we... But this idea of being makalik between the structure and the... like Ricky said, and Gish, I think is... unless you want to say... I mean, like, Professor Reese just threw in the whole thing, just said, ah, the rain doesn't mean either. You know, that's the neatest. The neatest thing is Reese.
Actually, even neater than that, say somebody else inserted it.
Now, I want to show you one second. Yeah. Right. Because it's not a real kedusha. It's just, okay, beat it. Even if you can divide the mitzvah deraisa, still that beat the mitzvah within the rabban. Okay, you can say it's type in. It's not a real. The rights of, like, using a mouthpiece for it. Okay, now, there is a famous, famous Chochmas Adam. You cannot leave this Indian without doing the Chochmas Adam. Famous Chochmas Adam. So what does he say? Hasosa afilu even echa derech hashchotza min ha-mizbeach u-min ha-mikdosh malkeh. If you take a even from the Mizbeach, or from the Mikdash, Derech HaShchatz, meaning you're not taking away the Evan because you need to fix it. You're chiseling it off in a destructive manner, you get Malkus. Shenem Marki Ezen Mizbechuch, Sam Titotzum, Lo Sazun Kein Hashem Lekechem. Lekein Osu Limtotz Evan Achas, in Beis HaKnesses, in Beis HaMedrash. That's the Mordechai. The only question is, maybe that's only a Dinder Abundant, that's what we were discussing. Derech HaShchatz, Aval Derech Tikun Mutter. But if it's Derech Tikun, it's Mutter. I mean, you need... Say we need to expand here. We need to expand the shul. So we can knock down this wall we can knock down this wall over there and we'll say we need light. We need light in the shul. Not enough windows. So we can chisel a hole there and make a window in that thing. Because that's Tzarech Tikun HaBeis Knesset. So you can do Hashchasa Derech Tikun. Well, Derech Tikun is Mutter. But nearly, and this is the key thing. The also listor kosel beis haknesses lasses chalonos le'ezras noshim. The ezras noshim ein bo kedushas beis haknesses klal.
Uklal.
In kein hafshe einu derech hashkosel mikol mokom osu midrabon. But say you wanna take down a wall to make, we make a mechitza here in the middle, and that would be the, ezras noshim. This is Ezra's Anashim. We want to chisel because that wall to make another window for the women. He says that's us. So there you're taking a wall of the shul that has din based knesses, and you're doing it. You can only do hashchasa derech tikun for the based knesses, but for the Ezra's Anashim, that's not based knesses.
If Ezra's Anashim is not based knesses, then why can't you stay a hole in it?
Oh. So, because it's still that wall of the Ezra's Noshim, is still the wall of the men. I was thinking like the author, you have to say that. So that wall, even though we're making a mechitza now in the middle, and that part is the women, and here's the men, that wall is still the wall for this area too.
But the light will only help the women.
Right.
Well,
so, Ezra's Noshim is not. So this is a big nafkamina that, you know, in the Ezra's Nashim, you can do anything according to the Chachma Sodom. Now you can play ping pong, you can do anything you want. You can sleep, you can do it. Like, in other words, if you want to make an affair, you know, in the shul, and you need room, so according to Chachma Sodom, Ezra's Nashim, it doesn't have kedushas. So whatever halachas that we're going to learn about kedushas based kinesis are not going to apply. This is the famous Kiddush of the Chachma Sodom. Now,
what's the pshat?
First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan, first of all, this is not everyone agrees with this Chachma Sodom. The Aruch HaShulchan writes with Feirish, Hazaros al based kinesis, same land doing kedushas based kinesis. In other words, the hallways don't have. I feel Mispalim by Makroi, even though sometimes you make a minion there, it still doesn't matter. And Mispalim Shom Tomid, but if you always have a minion there, Yeh shall have Kedushas Beis Knesses. Kei Beis Knesses shall Noshim, Yeh shall have Kedushas Beis
Knesses.
One second. Kei shall Noshim is Paul Shom. So the Urach HaShulchan, the Feirish argues with the Chachma Sodom, as pointed out, and says that, no, since the women daven there, like you said, like Moshe said, should have, so what's the svara of the Chachma Sodom? Why doesn't it have Kedushas Beis Knesses? So, in the Rashi Pesach Frank Sefer, the Christ Kodesh, so the top is from the Rashi Pesach Frank, and the bottom is his grandson, of Yosef Cohen. Professor Reese just told me that he passed away 3 months ago, which I wasn't aware of. I was no longer Shlita, of Yosef. No, the grandson. So, as the Nashim Yishlam, the Kain Zamatin, the Indians, the Nashim Yishlam, Kedusha Space Knesset, Shem Shut Marim, Lum Lubriam, Kosov, Kishlam, the Nashim Kedusha Space Knesset, Kainu Baruch HaShulchan. Well, the Chachmas Adam, Kosov Shem Ba, Kedusha Space Knesset, Klau, the Tam Kosov Ba Klau, the Mishim, Tain Kedusha Space Knesset, Elak Shad, Tzibur, Mr. Palimbo, the Nashim Ein Lahem Din Tzibur, the Mayor Nashi Kechad, Gavri Dami. That, in other words, to have a base, Kedusha Space Knesset has to be the Mokum that the Tzibur Dami. And since the women are not as in Tzibur, 100 women only count by 2 men. Okay? See what it says? So, it's not a din tzibur. The male is not a din tzibur, so there's no din kedusha space kinesis. So this also is relevant, you know, when you want to, just have a look one side of Shiloh and another, you want to change, you know, want to change the shul around and make the women's section where it once was the men's section, and, you know, things like that we will discuss. And so this comes into this Shiloh, whether, you know, you're going to make the men's section into a woman's section, then you're going to be married the Kedusha according to the rule, according to Chachma Sodom. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it also has, you know, some say maybe it does have Kedusha's based Knesset, but maybe on a lower level. And yes, that's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they've got a lot of other misfortune that. One second, that you don't have in the regular. So the Sefer Mekor Chaim, which I meant to put in the packet, which I neglected to, which is by the Chavis Yoyer. So he discusses this Shiloh also, whether the women's section has Kedushas based Knesses. I think, I have to check what he says. I thought maybe he says that it does, but maybe not. The same level as that's another possible. In other words, you could say a lower level. In other words, Chachmas Adam seems to say it doesn't have any, and that's the Descartes that he doesn't allow you.
He's saying exactly.
Right. Yeah, but also what he's saying?
When women are davening, I'm like, the tzibur, when they're davening.
They're
davening with
the man
and what?
Yeah.
Right.
There's
a tzibur, right? No, I don't know. They can't make a tzibur, but once there is a tzibur, so they are
Mitzvah. They're not
Mitzvah
to make up the ten, but they're
davening
with
tzibur.
Yeah,
that's before that. Are they davening with tzibur, or is davening with Mitzvah tzibur Mitzvah? For a man, he can't come to shul, so there's an Indian that he still should be davening his manshach tzibur mispalim. So when a woman is in the shul itself, so and she's davening whenever the men are davening, she's part of the tzibur, she's just davening his man zegt, ik heb het fout.
Ze werd in Brussel, ze werd in Kabus.
Right. Ze werd er.
Right.
So you mean saying maybe that's not in the Arch, maybe in other words, is the Arch sort of saying that you don't need Tzibur? For a shul? Or saying, no, you do need Tzibur, but they daven with the men, and they're part of the, and then, because they can't create, that's the thing, so they can't create their own Tzibur, but once the men are davening, yeah. Right, that's what he's talking about over here, by Baruch HaRab is Rivenu. The Amos says, Eim Baruch HaLeil B'Tzibur, Yishloim B'Kurus M'Gil F'Nei Yasa Noshim, and see if it's a chayim, says, Yishloim L'Varach B'Kurus HaRab is Rivenu, according to the Amos. Shelahim Yimesh Noshim Yishloim Shem Tzibur. But here we're saying that Craig is saying a different word. That maybe even if Esther Noshim doesn't have a din tzibur legabi the brukas ravis rivenu, but still, once the men will forbear the tzibur, so then everyone is part of the tzibur. But this is a big shiloh when you want to extend the Esther Noshim into the men's section. So you want to make it bigger, the section where the women is that permissible? So. Post can point that totally on the Machlokas, the Chachma Sodom, and the Arach HaShulchan.
You're talking about actually physical structural changes, not moving in the paper.
Physical structural changes.
If I walk by a minion that's in Baruch Hu, and I enter that Baruch Hu, then I'm damning the keyboard?
I don't know, probably not.
If I'm saying, if they're saying Kisha, and I enter.
No, but
you have to see the dinner of Yeshua Ben Levi, that you can, even if you're not in the, you can answer even if you're not in the building, right? But the mechitzah shall buy the loan effect of the
shadow.
Maybe that's the
thing in
the
right. Not necessarily in the that is seer. There's no seer for the guy who... I hear, say there's a loud cousin, and I hear him a block away. Or say I was on a microphone, and if you hold it, you can answer from the microphone. And I'm two blocks down, and there's a real minion going on. So I'm clearly not mature. They can't see me, I can't see them. But there's still halachas that sometimes you can answer. So you see that just because you can answer, this doesn't mean you're mature. So that's what Professor Reese says. Maybe they're not mature, and therefore they're not part of the Tzibur, and therefore he wants to pass them like the Chachma Sodom.
Same thing by benching, right?
I don't know.
Same thing would be by benching. You can't have them part of the Zimun, but once you make the Zimun, there are a lot of answers.
Right, but Professor Reese is pointing out that answering doesn't necessarily mean...
What about
that?
You're
mature
for something. But that depends on
your kavanah. Not necessarily. Netzah Medina. The Kriya Kippur needs Tzibur. Netzah Medina, a woman, can be
called up for a Kriya. Right. They call all the women in Shiva.
Right. So would that imply that she's not part of, that she's, she gets my labor, she's not part of the Tzibur?
It's very hard to understand.
No, for Kriya Kippur.
I mean, Kriya Kippur is
different. No, because Kriya Kippur is even cotton. Even cotton. Call only a few cups.
Yeah. Well, you need a single to clear the floor, but you don't.
No,
if you
see
right.
Okay, I'm going to say there's a lot to think about. I want you to, break your head a little bit. And, tomorrow we're going to start discussing very much halacha l'maisa of things that can and cannot be done in shuls. And this is very nogeya. Things that hopefully some things won't be nogeya, but some things are very nogeya to know. What can be done in the shul and what can not be done, and then what's meikar din, what's a chumra,
Into the focus and get measures.
Yeah, we'll talk about everything. That's a show.